I'm not sure if it was the rally sausage from Duff's Meats 2 before the game, or if it was just that the Raiders wanted to get back off the schneid again offensively, but they woke up in grand fashion by a score of 13-3 winning over North St. Paul at home on Wednesday. The Raiders scored 4 runs on only 1 hit in the first. Sawyer Chumslin was hit by a pitch, and then 3 consecutive walks to Alex Hendrickson, Evan Nelson, and Jack Selesky brought home the first run of the game. A sac fly RBI by Johnny Teglin added to it, and then 2 more came around to score on Luke Niederkorn's 2 RBI single to round out the first, leading by a score of 4-1 after North scored one right away off the Raiders. But after that, the Raiders had scored in every inning thereafter. 1 run on 1 hit in the second, 3 runs on 1 hit and an error in the third, 1 run on a hit in the fourth, and 4 runs to close out the game on 2 hits, and also an error in the field by North down the stretch, gave the Raiders the 13-3 victory. The Raiders also walked 10 times in the game and were also hit by 2 pitches, so North St. Paul was putting runners aboard quite often, even though the Raiders finished with 6 hits in the victory as a team. Sawyer Chumslin had a hit for Hastings, along with Jack Selesky, Johnny Teglin, Mark DeNoyer had a double, the single from Luke Niederkorn that drove in 2 runs, and another single that ended the game to force the 10-run rule, that RBI single coming from Connor Zagota off the bench. The winning pitcher for the Raiders was Carter Lundstrom. He went all 5 while striking out 7 in the victory. The losing pitcher was Gabe Roars. The Raiders win on Wednesday over North 13-3-5 and host Two Rivers on Friday. Raiders softball, they won 7-2 at Matamidi.